Now, the refugee crisis in northern France is continuing to grow, with smaller camps now being set up around the main settlement near Calais. There's thought to be up to 6,000 people living in the so-called jungle, but thousands more are sheltering in half a dozen smaller camps, mainly around Dunkirk, further to the north. Our reporter Bob Dale went to investigate, and you can hear his report on Breakfast with John and Maggie tomorrow morning. However, Bob made that journey with Tim Clapton. He's an Anglican priest from South London who's been working with a charity delivering relief to the jungle. And on the ferry from Dover, he asked him what he expected to find in the smaller camps.
I actually don't know. I'm expecting to perhaps meet a fewer number of refugees in these camps. Possibly there's going to be less infrastructure, even less infrastructure than what there is in Calais jungle. So that I'm perhaps expecting that there's going to be less sanitation, less water facilities, and possibly less aid brought to the small camps around Dunkirk, but I might be wrong.
Because you've been over to Calais with aid, and you were telling me that actually the warehouses are full of aid for people in the Calais jungle.
Well, I've been told that many of the warehouses that have been set up around Calais and for the jungle have real challenges in terms of lots of clothes and shoes, provisions that need volunteers to sort them. And there's a logistical challenge getting those resources to the camp. So at the moment, the organisation I'm working with alongside is not bringing aid to the warehouses.
So these camps in northern France could be the forgotten camps almost, the ones that people are living in worse conditions than they are in Calais.
Well, they might well be. They might well be. But what I do know is that there are the bands of volunteers, French, Belgium and British, who have devoted their energies to bringing aid and infrastructure to the camps in around Dunkirk. There is some work being done in these camps, and there is some aid being brought.
Well, we're just pulling into Dunkirk now, so let's go and see what the situation is.
Okay, let's go.
Well, Tim, we are standing in one of the camps here. What do you make of what you see?
I see that it's really quite different from the jungle. There's so many stock and shop differences between the camp here and the jungle. I'll give you an example. There's probably about 500 to 700 people here. In the jungle's a lot more. The shelter here is far more primitive and less robust here than what it is in the jungle. There's no infrastructure in terms of really much regular food distribution. Perhaps I've only seen one water tap. I've not seen any sanitation here. Now, that kind of infrastructure is pretty sparse in the jungle, but at least, you know, there's less organisation here.
At the same time, though, we see a large pile of aid which has basically gone to waste because it's got put outside and it rained. So what kind of message does that mean you'll be able to take back to people in the UK who've been very generous with what they've donated?
I think almost every volunteer that is working in the small camps around Dunkirk and also in the jungle around Calais is that if people want to bring aid or bring provisions of any kind to northern France, they need to do it properly. They need to be working and liaising with warehouses, organisations that are established here so that they can do it properly. It really is far too dangerous, and it is a great waste for well-meaning and people who've given generously of their time and of their money and stuff to bring relief to North France here, only for it to be wasted in big piles of food and clothes that are dumped here in this wasteful way. So it needs to be done properly. They can't just turn up in a camp and think they can offload their provisions. They need to link up with organisations that are already here.
That's Bob Dale speaking to Anglican priest Tim Clapton on a visit to the latest refugee camps springing up in northern France.